Welcome back to the Press Box on another beautiful Saturday in Kentucky in the summer months. My great host, as always, the guru, the handicapping genius, the Hall of Famer, Dave Baker.
Gene, great to hear from you. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, Mr. McLean, here we are, final leg of the Triple Crown. The smoke has cleared New York City. They raced again on Friday. They said the air quality index was okay, and the Belmont Stakes will go on later today. I think what a lot of people don't realize is just how good the card is. This Belmont card is absolutely one of the best in the country every year. I want to make sure I get this right. I think it's, in addition to the Belmont, six grade ones, including the $1 million Metropolitan Mile, where Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner and fan favorite Cody's Wish will run. But our focus is on the Belmont Stakes.
You know, Buzzy, right on target. Eight stakes today, six of them grade ones. No better card any other weekend out of the year, and a lot of credit to Naira and to Belmont for putting on such a wonderful show and navigating through these trying times, man.
Right.
It just seems like there's always something on the horizon. In this case, it was literally on the horizon, and the smoke from those forest fires in Canada really kind of submerged all of New York over much of the week, but thank goodness that is lifting, and we get back to normalcy is such that it is these days. And you know, the thing is, Buzzy, this is a really deep and talented Belmont Stakes field. And we get the return of Forte, and that in itself is a celebration.
Okay. Well, Forte, of course, scratched on the morning of the Derby and was on the vets list, so could not compete in the Preakness, but back. And the morning line, 5-2 favorite.
Yeah, you know, I hope that he kind of stays consistent in that area. I think he might actually stay at 2-1, 5-2. But I am going back with Forte. I know he's been off for a considerable amount of time now, but maybe the rest did him well as well, recovering from that bruised right front. You know, I think that Todd Pletcher is a Hall of Fame trainer for a reason, and that's where it gets horses ready to come off of layoffs. This horse has run, I think, seven times. Six of them ended up in victories, and pitchers taking ceremonies, and some of those races occurred off layoffs in the past, and I don't see any reason why he can't go ahead and duplicate those kind of efforts in the mile and a half Belmont Stakes. It's an endurance test, a test of champions, and this, like I said, is a very talented field, and they will make Forte work for everything he earns in this race.
All right, so that brings us to the time that we get to each and every week. So how do you play it?
Well, I'm gonna play Forte. You know, I was bullish on him early.
Yep.
Been bullish on him all year. Had him in the winner book at a pretty significant rate at a 15-1 odds, and got kind of eliminated from that on the morning of the Derby.
Not that you're not still bitter about it, but that's okay.
Not that I remember at all. The fact is, the Derby day turned out all right without Forte.
And, yes, it did.
And but I do think that he's the class of the crop. I think he's the best. And when you start putting whatever sport you may play or be engaged in or watch or follow, you go with the best talent. And, you know, I'm going with the best talent in this group, and I think that is Forte. I think Angel of Empire will run well. You know, he ran third in the Kentucky Derby, navigating some traffic issues. But a Pennsylvania bred, we've talked about it before, a Pennsylvania bred has never won the Belmont Stakes. And you know, there's some others in here as well. The Preakness winner, National Treasure. I think I'm not using him at all in my plays. I thought the Preakness was void of any natural speed. I think that this race will have some more speed in it. I think that, you know, that the real horses of this generation will show up in the Belmont Stakes. So with Forte, I'm going to play Hit Show, who you know I liked
yep.
in the Kentucky Derby. I think he'll be some consistent higher odds in this race. He's run very well in New York in the previous races up there, most of those at Aqueduct. But Hit Show is a horse I do like, trained by Brad Cox. And I'm going to use him. I'm also going to use a little bit on Red Route. A deep closer, and deep closers
yeah.
don't do particularly well in the Belmont, but I think the extra ground will benefit this horse. They can try blinkers. They can try a lot of different grinders. The horse just wants to come from off of it. You might as well just let him do what he likes to do best and run late in the proceedings. Angel
right.
of Empire, I think you've got to use. He's going to be the second favorite or maybe even the favorite. You got to obviously look at him very significantly. There is another horse that I think cannot be overlooked, comes from the same barn as Forte, Tappet Trice. I think that Tappet Trice got eliminated in the early going. And so my solid,
right.
stern, and significant exacta box will be Forte and Tappet Trice.
All right. And, of course, all of Gene's picks, you can find them at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview. Brought to you, as always, by our great sponsors, Churchill Downs, TwinSpires.com, BristNet.com, Ellis Park, Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, the Fairgrounds, Horseshoe Indiana, Exacta Systems, the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. Before I let you go,
yes.
who is your Belmont Stakes pick?
I can't decide whether I should go Red Route 1 or Red Route 1. I don't know whether it's route or route, whether it's depot or depot. But I'm going with the deep closer on the 50th anniversary of Secretariat's stirring Belmont win.
Red Route 1 or Red Route 1, a stirring debate I'm sure will be engaged in
stirring.
On all the social media platforms.
Stirring. Love you, my man. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. See you, brother.
See you, buddy.